Today's biggest stories, tomorrow's newsmakers in the capital city. Your host is Michael Cohen for the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Well, it feels like we're on a roll here. Another absolutely beautiful day here in Lansing. It is Thursday. This is the Capital City Recap on 1320 WILS. I'm Michael Cohen. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. On today's show, we'll talk about an industry that's going to explode by over $40 billion in business in the next 4 years, and you probably won't be able to avoid being part of it. You'll find out what it is, and we'll be getting an inside look into the world of Washington lobbyists, how they do their business, and exactly what's most effective when it comes to swaying politicians. The head of the American League of Lobbyists will be joining us. But first, the Michigan Society of Association Executives releasing a study that finds that our policy of term limits for state lawmakers with a maximum of 6 years in the House and 8 years in the Senate is causing some major problems. So should term limits be removed? To discuss that, I'm joined by Cheryl Ronk. She is the president of the MSAE. Cheryl, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate you having me on.
What is the society's general view of the way our state government has been running since Governor Snyder and Republicans have taken over?
Well, it's more that we've looked even longer than that. We, as a sector, were concerned about what was happening in the state. And when we really evaluated what should be done, it was that one of the major things is to really look at how policies are made right here within the Capitol. And realizing that things could be improved, we started to look at what could be done. And one of the things that we really found is an impact on the way that our policies are made is term limits. So we decided to really go out and look at what research had been done and really to look at what could improve within that system.
So tell me, what are the major drawbacks your study found in having our current term limits in place?
Well, the main real findings are that the results of term limits are not all what I think we expected. Term limits were implemented as a way to improve the legislature, and there's very little data that suggests that it really has improved the process. Rather, it has changed the process. Now, it's not dysfunctional. It's not that it's stopped having laws be made, but we don't believe that the system's as effective as it could be.
Well, what are the changes? I mean, tell me at least, you're saying they're not necessarily negative changes, but what kinds of things have changed?
Some of the major pros to having term limits is that long-term politicians, which had some undue influence, are no longer in the system. Legislators are more familiar with their local citizens and their local districts, but on the other hand, then are less familiar with the whole legislative process. New people come into the process, and we gather that diversity of their ideas. This is an interesting one. There's increased access to legislators for various groups and individuals. So the legislators as a whole are more accessible. And we found that individual contributions for elections have increased 7 to 10%, while group contributions have decreased 12 to 13%. So there's more individual involvement in those elections.
It sounds like a lot of good results.
Yeah, so those are some of the good things. But on the other hand, there's just a reduced knowledge within the sector because of the amount of turnover. So there's really that loss of institutional knowledge with the legislative process, which as a result means the legislature is relying more on their staff members to play a role in that process knowledge issue. Mm-hmm. There's not a significant change in the type of candidate. It's interesting to us that there are individuals who we believe really like to serve the populace. They like running for office and serving in that capacity of helping their voters. There's not a significant increase in diversity, and the campaigns overall are more expensive.
I mean, isn't it just a matter of that is how things work? You make a decision, there are going to be pluses and minuses. I mean, did your study come to any conclusion as to if the net is a gain or a loss here?
Yeah, well, in essence, what we found is that we believe there are some things that could be done to improve the process. And one of the key ones is that we really need to be educating freshman legislators in a way that gets them up to speed much quicker. The other thing is to really look at whether we could change some things within the system. So could we introduce an idea where possibly an individual could serve within both chambers for X number of years, say 14 years, because many legislators are serving in the House and then moving to the Senate or vice versa. So instead of having that changeover, would we be better as a state by having people in their position for a longer period of time? You know, anyone who works can understand that if you had turnover of 50, 60, 70% every other year, there would not be the continuity that you need to be able to get the job done.
I'm talking to Cheryl Ronk. She's the president of the Michigan Society of Association Executives, and their new study that looks at the effects of our new term limits. Well, Cheryl, I mean, we look at what happened this last year. We certainly had many new legislators being swept into office, but really it looked like things were run very effectively, even though there might have been a lack of institutional knowledge by many of the newcomers. I mean, doesn't that show that even if that is the case, when the House and the Senate is led properly or effectively at least, and the governor is in place moving legislation through, that it does work as a system?
I think that we can agree that there have been massive improvements in the way the legislature is working these last 2 years, no doubt about that. But we still wonder if it really wouldn't be even more conducive to great policy initiatives if there was just a further strategic understanding of where things were going, and having people who could understand what some of those issues are over a longer period of time. So again, we're not saying they're dysfunctional in any form or fashion. We're just saying that we wonder if there couldn't be some improvements made.
When you look though at how complex this legislation often is, and it is, you know, some of these bills are difficult to even read through, let alone fully understand. Do you wonder if even a seasoned politician here in the Capitol can really make sense of a lot of it?
I think that is the case. That once someone really starts to understand a variety of issues, they can see that systems approach, how everything within what we're doing impacts other things. So when you make a decision in one area, how does that impact what we're doing in other areas? And getting those decision makers to really understand that systems is a key part of being able to effectively lead our policies.
I mean, do you think special interest groups that are able to maybe move their legislation through more effectively without maybe a full understanding by legislators are actually supportive of this idea that newcomers may not really know the system as well as they might otherwise?
Yep, and I think it's almost the opposite, that a really well-educated body of individuals can make decisions much more efficiently and effectively because they can understand what's being posed to them. So I think that the association community really believes that the more understanding, education perspectives that our legislators have, the better off that they are in making the appropriate decisions that are important for all of us. And, you know, that's an important part for our whole democracy, is understanding those different points of view and coming up with a way of creating legislation that does better our state and the people who live in it.
But this legislation was proposed, I think, in the past year of changing the structure of our term limits, and it was quickly batted down. Is it clear to you, though, that state lawmakers, at least the ones that are now in charge, like the system as it is?
I think it's more that the electorate, the voters, like the system, the way that they perceive it is being run. And right now, from what we understand, about 78% of voters favor the legislative term limits, where with those within the industry or those that are really working closely at the Capitol, about 88% of those do not favor term limits. So I think that for MSIE, one of the things we're looking at as one of our challenges is to educate the voters and explain to them what things are working and what things aren't working, because there may be ways to keep the best and change the rest.
Now, finally, the Michigan Society of Association Executives is it's a nonprofit membership organization. It serves similar organizations. Do you guys have any particular position and viewpoint on the legislation that has been passed in the last year and the general Republican agenda?
You know what? We are in a unique position in that our members are all very involved in helping create public policy. In some issues, they will be in coalitions. In other issues, they will be in opposition and sharing different points of view. So MSIE, I often say, is like Switzerland. We're that neutral source where what we are really the most ensuring is that there is a good public policy environment within our state so that different groups can espouse their point of view, so that individual members, voters, can have a voice in what needs to be done as well, and really making sure that the system is running as effectively as it can.
I see. The Switzerland of Michigan.
Yeah.
The Michigan Society of Association Executives, President Cheryl Ronk. Cheryl, thank you very much for coming on the program and joining us here on 1320 WILS.
Thank you, Michael. It's a pleasure.
And we will be right back to talk about an industry that is about to explode. It's already begun, and it's going to involve you and your phone, and you're not really going to be able to avoid it, so hang on to that. That's next. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.